I saw a poster on a website which said, mediocrity. It takes a lot less time, and most people won't notice the difference until it's too late. Another definition is something that is adequate, but not very good. To be mediocre literally means to be halfway up the mountain. I believe these days, the greatest assault on the church is loss of heart. After that, it is also my belief one of the most treacherous and deceitful influences on the body of Christ is not violence, not drugs or immorality, but our pursuit of the trivial, the mundane, and our tolerance of third rate, which would be mediocrity, lost in the world of lesser things. We are often more concerned about the curtains in the sanctuary than steadfastness in Christ or our understanding of Scripture, lost in the things of lesser importance. In my younger years, I simply didn't think outside the box. I truly didn't know how. In fact, I wasn't even aware there was a box to think outside of. I just closed my mouth, consumed whatever the world around me presented, and didn't really make any effort to think for myself. One day, while I was at work, I had a thought which went like this. In the days before there was mainstream media, people didn't so easily buckle under to average, unknowingly, to a life of middle of the road. At that point, I believe the Lord began to wake me up to the tragedy of simply being satisfied with being fair to middling. He asked me plainly, "Is this all you want? Is this enough for you? There's more if you're interested." In Revelation 3, the angel spoke to the church of Laodicea, saying, "I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." They were satisfied to only be halfway up the mountain. Is it enough for you to only be sort of involved with God? Is there a fear that if you get involved more deeply with what the Lord is doing, that you'll have to step outside of your comfortable world where things are too this way or too that way? Years ago, a woman got mad at me saying, "Do you always have to do everything a lot? Why can't you just do a little sports, a little hunting, a little music, a little church stuff, and a little work?" She was asking me to be mediocre, uninspired, and indistinguishable from the herd. The truth is, I wasn't trying to be distinguished or above anyone. I just loved the things that I did. I loved my woodworking. I loved my hunting and fishing. I loved good conversation. I loved it all and was passionate about it. Maybe a little too much, probably, but I did passionately love the things my hands found to do. I can remember thinking the lady probably didn't seem to feel it necessary to enter a foot race and actually win, but that it was more important to run with the majority of the people who finished, more or less, in the middle. I was truly perplexed, wondering why anyone would want to live a life of pretty much, just about, and for the most part. Is that what God really has in mind for you? To be a person that's only middle of the road, moderate, and just medium? Have you always been medium? And if not, when did mediocrity become the norm for you? 1 Corinthians 9:24. You've all been to the stadium and seen the athletes race. Everyone wins. Everyone runs. One wins. Run to win.